Check one, two. Check one, two. You ready to go, baby?
Whatever you are.
All right. Okay, hey, bonjour. And welcome back to Bonjour, Nana Bonjour, the podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Bonjour. And with me once again today, as she is every week, the lovely and the talented Natasha. Ikadon bonjour, Winnie Mouchain. Say hello, sweetheart.
Well, bonjour, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
And today, I would like to tell the Dabaji Moan. The story. This is a Arizuke Dabaji Moan. This is a traditional story this time of year. You know, the snow is on the ground, and so it is the time of year to tell the traditional Native American story.
Yeah, huh?
This is the story of the Breakfast Club. Back in the days of the grandfathers, there were these five kids, and they all got into trouble. And what you have to understand, back in the 80s, when kids got into trouble, they had to go. The punishment was to make them go to school. So it was a Saturday, and these five kids were all in trouble. And so for their punishment, they said, okay, you have to go to school one more day. See how you like that? So one by one, they all show up at the school this one Saturday morning. There was the princess, like the homecoming queen. Her name was, what was her name, sweetie?
She was the red-haired one, and her name was Claire.
Yeah, Claire. There was Claire, and then there was Bender. He was the bad kid.
Mm-hmm. He was kind of like the bully.
Yep, there was Bender. And then there was Emilio.
Emilio Estevez?
Yep, Emilio Estevez. That was when he was in high school. he was the athlete. And then there was Big Brain Brian.
Brian with the big brain. He was in the physics club. The physics club.
Yep. And then Ally Sheedy. She was kind of like the goth girl. She wore black and she was a good drawer. She was sort of an artist. And she had dandruff. There's one scene where she draws this really nice picture. Yeah. And then she makes it snow on the picture by just flaking her dandruff all over it. It was really weird. Anyway. So, back in the days of the grandfathers, the Breakfast Club all got together on Saturday in school suspension. And it was all, hey, 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 hey,
ooh, whoa, whoa,
or whatever. And the principal comes in and he goes, well, 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 I want to compliment you on getting here on time. It is now 8 o'clock. And for the next 8 hours, you will not talk, you will not sleep, Mr. Bender. You will not do, you'll just sit there and think about what you did was wrong. Actually, you know what? You're going to write an essay telling me who you think you are. He was just a jerk. And so they're like, oh, okay. And so the principal, he goes back into his office and Bender's all like, hey, you know, the world's an imperfect place. Screws fall out all the time. And then, you know, throughout the day, they learn something about each other, how even though they belong to different cliques, that they all, hate their parents. And let's see, they get high, and then they fall in love. And, like, the good-looking kids, the jock hooks up with the goth girl, who turns out to be really pretty when she gets makeup on.
Uh-huh.
And then Bender, the bad kid, he falls in love with the princess, and she falls in love with him, gives him a diamond earring that she probably got as a Christmas present, huh, sweetie?
Yeah.
And then Brian, the nerd, the only one who did his homework, he ends up kissing that essay and then says, dear Mr., what was the principal's name?
Oh, what was his name? I can't remember.
Anyway, he says, dear principal guy, you ask us who we think we are. What do you care? You know, you already think of us as, and then one by one they all go, a criminal, a princess, an athlete, a brain, and a basket case or whatever. And then, but what we learned is that we are all the Breakfast Club. And then awesome 80s music Rose and Bender walks out on the football field and, you know, does his fist pump in the air. And it's a happy ending. And this has been the story of the Gigaje Ba Wisenin. The breakfast, what would you call it, club, sweetie?
I don't know, the community, you know, in Tinaway, my Ganadoog.
Okay, the Breakfast Club. And you have been listening to Bougie,
Nana Bougie,
a podcast about Ojibwe language and culture. I am Nana Bougie, and this is Natasha.
Bougie.
And I will see you again.
Gigawabamin,
Milwa.
Hoa.